You probably remember Senator Ensign was pressured to leave the Senate, and Governor Sandoval appointed Heller for Congressional District 2, and then that left a seat open. Secretary of State Ross Miller said that, well, we're going to make it a free-for-all election. Anybody who wants to go in can. But the Republican Party primarily thought, well, if we get 14 Republicans all running for that and we get two Democrats running for that, it's not likely going to be well for us. So they filed suit, and that went to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court upheld the lower court that says, yes, the parties themselves can pick their own candidates. So that's what we have now.
Ah, great.
Mark Amadei will be the Republican candidate for office. He's a former state senator. State Treasurer Kate Marshall and friend of Harry Reid will run for the Democratic side. And then there's two independents that are running. So there'll be four candidates in a special election that I think comes up in September.
How does Sharon Angle feel about that now?
Well, she didn't want to get involved in this big fight. I was with her the other day. She was on Hannity last night. She did a great job there.
Part of it.
Yeah. She doesn't want to be in that, but options are open, whether she stays with her PAC and influence, sort of like a Sarah Palin, not run for office, but uses PAC to help the cause. She might do that, but she says all options are open. Good friend, but she just hasn't said what she's going to do, and maybe she's waiting just to see what the conditions are.
I don't blame her. Mm-hmm. Okay, based on the census, now we get a new congressional district because our population has grown, don't we? Is that true?
That's right. Mm-hmm. And the legislator couldn't come up to an agreement how to do this. The thing is, we have more people, so they're supposed to give us a new seat. They're supposed to divide up the state in equal segments and give everybody a voice. And during the legislative session, they presented maps, but they couldn't agree. What they want to do, the rural areas tend to be conservative. And every map that the Democrats had this long line that went down to Vegas to give them a part of Vegas, even if the rural area was far removed. And the reason is that they don't want the rurals to be there without a good piece of the more democratically leaning side out of Vegas. So
is that because they don't get cable?
This is where the whole gerrymandering fight comes in.
Yes, it is, yeah. So nobody could agree on the maps in the legislative session. They all want to take a piece of Vegas and put it almost into every other district, which is just not right. And some of the districts even look like barbells where you got a slender line and then a big old bulge part of Nevada. Mm. So they couldn't get that done with a legislative session that had mostly Democrats but also a Republican governor that could veto it. So now it goes to what I don't like. I don't like laws made by judges, but a judge is going to have to decide on this. So he'll look at all the maps from all sides. He may commission somebody else, and we have to come up with a map. We have to do it fairly quickly because we have to fill that seat and have an election, but you can't do it until you know what district, what the area is.
Maybe we could just cut Vegas right off and have that go to California. Yeah, that's how they vote anyway.
Idea. Or Arizona. Just float it on down.
I hate to do that to Arizona.
Yeah. I know it.
Crazy. Anyway, the good news, we get a new seat. We get more representation in Washington. We just don't know where the area will be.
So we don't know what party it will
be. This is Wiener's seat. He's losing his seat, and they're getting another one in Nevada.
Well, that is a funny thing, too. We were talking about that, and we were hearing that New York was going to lose two seats, and now he's trying to help pick his successor. Yeah. That's crazy. Oh, I'll tell you what. This is all crazy stuff. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you.
Marvelous. Get a hold of Steve at steveossie.com.
That would do.
Financial information, or he'll give you his opinion on just about anything you want to know.
Go to steveossie.com and sign up for my newsletter.
There you go. We'll be right back with Rob Real. We've got Patty Little here for Relay of Life for Better Living. So we're going to talk to her when we get back here on The Buzz.
1270, The Buzz. The Buzz.
With the price of gas skyrocketing, I'm glad the Sears Auto Center offered me advice on which types of motor oil could help reduce engine friction and improve my car's efficiency, which is something I could really use right now.
Come into Sears Auto Center July 8th and 9th and get a $19.99 oil change. No coupon necessary, no shop fees. And earn $20 in Shop Your Way rewards points to use on your next oil change. Plus, find hot buys on Cooper Response Touring tires. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
McCall from Rochester writes, what's your favorite hobby?
My favorite hobby is saving people money on their favorite hobbies. I quite enjoy connecting people who'd like to save money insuring their RVs, motorcycles, and ATVs through Geico.
That counts as a hobby? I thought that was your job.
Well, as the saying goes, love what you do and you won't work a day in your life.
Wow. If you're not working, that sure leaves a lot more time for camping and motorcycle riding.
Call Geico today for a free rate quote. Geico, saving people money on more than just coverage.
Looking your best is what we specialize in at RenewMD. Today, having the latest cutting-edge equipment and a trained staff of experts, it's possible in a matter of an hour to begin to roll back the years. And now, with the amazing results, you can get a free annual membership to the RenewMD spa facilities. If your concerns are wrinkles, spotty sun-damaged skin, blotchy tone, broken capillaries, or small veins, RenewMD invites you to get a complimentary evaluation and consultation. Board certified in plastic surgery, Dr. James Murphy offers more than a decade of experience in cosmetic services and invites you to see our area's most complete medical spa. RenewMD offers custom skin refinement and our area's most advanced laser hair removal systems in the world. Call 852-4500 for your complimentary consultation. That's 852-4500. RenewMD, the only place offering you a complimentary spa membership with a qualifying program purchase. RenewMD, setting the gold standard at affordable prices.
Elko, Nevada offers some of the finest adventure to be found anywhere in the United States, in the beautiful, majestic Ruby Mountains, where you remain excited and cool at the same time. In Elko, locals do know the meaning of Western hospitality. Listen to these exciting events taking place in July. It's the Elko Basque Festival, July 1st through the 3rd, featuring music, dancing, and lots of food. Enjoy the Independence Day fireworks celebration. And if you like rodeo excitement, Elko is the place to be July 7th through the 9th for the Silver State Stampede, Nevada's oldest rodeo. And July 9th and 10th, it's Art in the Park. It's a fantastic month to remember, with events continuing all summer long. Go to exploreelko.com or call 800-248-ELKO. It's Nevada with altitude.
This message was sponsored by the Elko Convention and Visitors Authority in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
And welcome back to Broadview. With me, JP Attitude. Steve Aussie's here. Denise is here. And now joining us is Patty Little, who, what do you do for Relay for Life, Patty?
I'm the online chair for the Carson City event.
Fantastic. Coming up next weekend.
Yes, ma'am.
It's going to be July 16th and 17th. Carson City area walkers are going to go around the clock in the battle against cancer during the American Cancer Society's Relay for Life. There's a lot of these going on now in all kinds of different areas of the country, aren't there?
Yeah, actually, it's in 19 countries outside of the United States.
What?
And, you know, some of the facts that they provide us is that in 2007, there was 5,000 communities in the United States that had relays.
Why do you think this is? Because so much cancer, huh? I mean, just...
Unfortunately, phew, yeah.
Man, it just seems to be the disease of the century.
Yeah,
it's such a lot of survivors now, though.
Absolutely.
Steve Aussie's a survivor
right here.
And they have a Relay for Life going on in Incline coming up soon.
July 30th. Yeah,
July 30th.
The Relay for Life is their signature fundraising event.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Where does the money go? What is it used for?
It goes to the American Cancer Society. And it's used to help locate resources, number one, for survivors and people who are struggling to fight against cancer. It also goes towards research and helping to find a cure. We also have the ASCAN, which is ASCAN, and that's to help provide support for legislation mm-hmm. that impacts medical issues that help cancer survivors.
New legislation mm-hmm. that'll be coming up in the next session.
Absolutely.
Well, this is at the federal level. Advocacy, you know, like lobbyists that look for money for cancer programs.
Yep. Absolutely.
Very important.
Yes.
How many different cancers are there? I mean, does anybody know?
I wouldn't want to guess, actually.
No, wouldn't either. It just seems to be the disease of choice right now, and a lot of people are affected, and a lot of families are affected, and we need a lot of support, and that's what all of this is about, is supporting. So next, you got all kinds of event. You got all kinds of things going on for this event. You got the open ceremonies. You got survivor's lunch. You got laps. Tell us just some of the fun things that are going to be going on next weekend.
Well, we have three actual venues at the event at Centennial Park out in Carson City that have activities. So one will be the main stage, where throughout the day we're going to have different bands performing. We're opening with the Carson City Mile High Jazz Band.
Music is always the best. It's
absolutely.
The best healer.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's a lot of different kinds of music. We also have Hickory Switch. They're kind of a little fun, bluesy, Cajun type band. Including one of our chair members is in that band, and she's a lot of fun. And then there's the other two venues have things ranging from kids' activities, such as sack races, minute to win it kind of games.
Ooh, that's really popular right now.
Absolutely. Yeah. They're doing a bunch of those. They're doing, you know, your traditional races. They're doing tug of wars, things like that.
Any bicycle jousting?
No? Probably next year. Did you hear that?
No.
It's going to be a popular thing, I'll tell you.
Bicycle jousting.
I'm up for it.
I think we're trying to prevent injuries.
So. Yeah, this is for health here. Yeah. So lots of kids' activity. Where are there? What location is that going on? The kids' activities.
They're within the fields. Yeah, there's three fields up there, and they're within you know a couple feet of each other.
Unbelievable. So. What time does it all start?
Starts at 10 a.m. on the 16th, and it ends at 10 a.m. the next day, which is the first time we're doing 24 hours.
Yeah, I was seeing that here. First time you've done 24 hours.
We wanted to make sure that we had time for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and that everybody has a chance to get out there and really support the event and have some fun.
Is this the one where Amy's doing Zumba?
Yes.
She is.
Amy is doing Zumba. I look right here. Zumba. Oh, well, this is the calendar here. It's going to be at 7 a.m.
I know.
7:30 a.m.
After Ooh. People have been there all night, she's going to have to get them up for Zumba.
Yes.
Good
she'll
luck,
get
Amy.
Up, let me tell you. She'll get them up and moving. So this is all about physical health, keeping yourself, prevention of cancer.
Absolutely.
You know, and money for research.
Early detection.
Early detection, all those things.
I guess our friend Dan Kim is going to be there.
Dan Kim is going to be there. He's going
Did he do the last one? Didn't he do one before, you said?
He did the Reno Relay last year.
The Reno Relay,
yeah,
okay.
And he had a great turnout, a lot of fun.
He is fun.
As I was mentioning, it's kind of one of the celebrate portions. We like to have fun at this event, too. It's not, you know, as much as we like to remember and pay, you know, homage to everybody out there, we also want to celebrate those who have fought back to